Good morning and welcome to Caring for the Community. I'm Andrea Perry. As we begin this morning in our Health Watch, we're going to give you some very important information that can help seniors and even their caregivers. Did you know that seniors who take multiple medications are 7 times more likely to require hospitalization because of an adverse drug reaction? This information comes from the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, and we've got some really important tips to share with you to help us in understanding this better. We welcome Terry B. Cardwell. She is a SafeMed clinical pharmacist at Novant Health in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine today.
Thank you so much for joining us. And this is an issue that has offered it's been a concern, I should say, for a lot of people. I did not realize that it was so critical that seniors who take different medications, there are 7 times more likely to have a mishap because of a drug error.
Yes, they are. It's because they take so many different medications, and because they're more vulnerable because of their age, their kidney function, their liver function just doesn't act in the same way as younger patients. So because of the increased risk and the age on their body, they're more vulnerable.
I see. So it is really important for, I guess, you being a pharmacist in particular, to make sure that your patients understand their medications and how they should be taken.
Right. The most important thing a patient can do, any patient, is to keep an up-to-date list of all their medications.
Okay.
And that would include the names of the medications, how much you take, when you take it, how often. And this list should include over-the-counter medications, vitamins, dietary supplements. Many times people don't think of those as medications when a doctor asks.
I see. So they need to keep that list handy and updated on a regular basis.
Right, and they should take that list with them to each provider they go to. So if they go to a cardiologist, he'll know everything they're on. And there's a website called safemedication.com that gives you a medication list that you can print out, and it even has spaces for who gave you the medication. So the cardiologist, if he has a question about it or wants to change to a different medication, can know which provider gave that to you, and they can work together to make sure the patient's taking the accurate medicine.
I see. And depending on, I guess, the age of the patient and their mobility, is it always a good thing to have maybe someone to go with them? Maybe, not necessarily a caregiver per se, but maybe a relative or a neighbor or something like that to make sure that all of that is being taken care of?
It is, to make sure they take the medication list, to make sure they ask questions of their doctor or their pharmacist. The pharmacist is a medication expert, so when they go to fill the prescriptions, it's very important they ask the questions, finding out if there's foods they should avoid, other medicines they should avoid, activities. I had a patient that I was talking to that was taking something to build up her bones for osteoporosis, mm-hmm. and I was asking her how she was taking it because there were some very specific directions. You were supposed to take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach with just a plain glass of water, and you weren't supposed to eat or drink anything else for 30 minutes. Well, she hadn't read what information was given, and she was taking this medicine with her breakfast every morning. So for all the good it was doing her, yes, she could have just been pouring it down the sink, so she wasn't getting the effect, and she was losing money by not taking it properly.
Wow. So it really is important to read the instructions, even if you think, I got this. I heard what the doctor said or what the provider said. You really, really should read and not only ask your doctor, but check with your pharmacist.
Exactly. And the Safe Medication website also has a search engine where they can put in the medications and learn. And if they're on an eye drop or an ear drop, learn the proper way to give yourself the medications.
And a lot of people, they may not be familiar with the SafeMed program, and as leader of it, can you kind of give us an overview?
Yes, the SafeMed program contacts people after they get out of the hospital. Novant owns 8 hospitals, and we get lists of the elderly that are discharged that are, we call them, that are on high-risk drugs or multiple drugs, and we just make sure they understand all their medications. A lot of people, if they come into the hospital, they may forget to tell the provider that they're on something, and then when they go back home, they start taking it, and it may have been added in the hospital. I was talking to one patient that was going through their list with me, and they told me they were on digoxin for their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got on down, they also said they were on linoxin for their heart. Well, digoxin and linoxin are the same medication, but they didn't understand that. So when they got home, the new prescription had said one thing and their old one. So they thought they were should be taking both, and they were very nauseous, and it turned out it was a side effect of the taking too much of the medication. So when we got her off the one and just down to the one, she started feeling much better.
Wow, that's amazing. So it really is important, especially when you're looking at, you know, maybe a generic versus the brand name, and not understanding that they're really the same thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's so important for people to realize that. So I'm so glad that we have this opportunity to speak with you and to put these points out, you know, there for our listening audience so that they understand how important it is to keep these things straight and do what they can to help, you know, whether it's an elderly relative or a neighbor, help them, you know, understand their medications and avoid some really unnecessary hospitalizations.
Exactly. And they just need to be an advocate for the patient, you know, to ask the questions and keep the list when they go to the different providers.
I see. Well, this week coming up, March 8th through 14th, is National Patient Safety Week. So I felt like when I heard about this this interview and the chance to talk with you, this was the perfect opportunity to start the week off right and putting people, you know, in the right frame of mind of patient safety and, you know, am I following things as I should be? So this is a great way to do this. Again, you mentioned that the website that people can go to, it's safemedication.com.
Yes.
Safemedication.com. And they can find out, it sounds like, all kinds of things, a wealth of knowledge.
Yes, they can. And, you know, print out that medication list. And it's sponsored by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists.
I see. Well, it's a wonderful resource to have. And we appreciate you, Terry, so much for taking the time to talk with us and to get this information out there. And hopefully someone who's listening right now will take advantage of that. Again, the website is safemedication.com. And our guest for this segment has been pharmacist Terry B. Cardwell. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.